The American Rivers Conference softball tournament was held over the weekend in Indianola at the home of regular season co-champion Simpson. While the Storm received a first-round bye, Central College had to play a Friday night matchup against Loras, which they won 10-1 in five innings. That set up a contest between the two Central Iowa Division III rivals on Saturday afternoon, and the Dutch outlasted the Storm 4-3 in nine innings to advance to the league championship game. Nebraska Wesleyan then beat Central 5-1 to earn the automatic berth into the NCAA tournament. But both Central and Simpson have also qualified based on their full season resume. Tune into tomorrow's Lely Radio Sports page for full coverage of the NCAA selection show and get reaction on where both Central and Simpson will be playing as they open postseason play. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we have highlights from the Dutch perspective of Saturday's win over the Storm, as heard live on 92.1 KRLS, and we'll catch up with Central head coach George Wares.
Central and Simpson doing battle today in the semifinals of the American Rivers Conference softball tournament on 92.1 KRLS. 3-1 from Lefebvre to Anderson. Line shot, base hit, and the error cost the Storm in the top of the first. Alexa Anderson plates Hannah Higgins, 1-0 Central.
Yeah, she's been hot all year, and it's so fun to see. We show up another day, and you can keep saying she's staying hot and getting clutch hits for us, doing her job in that DP spot.
Ground ball to third, and it's booted by Obelton. Ehlers tracks it down in left field territory. Throw home, safe. Kistenmacher scores, and Central has a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, and great slide at home plate by Anya there, but Jenny just hits the ball well, and it goes off the third baseman's glove.
And they rule that a single, a base hit for Jensen, an RBI single that scores Addie Starr, and Central has a 2-0 lead. And there's a swing and a fly ball. Shallow left, Jensen coming in, and a face-first dive by Emma Jensen to make the catch and end the inning. Central continues to lead 3-2 as we played four. So we've gone from 0-2 to 3-2. And a payoff pitch coming from the junior right-hander, Carlin Smith. Called strike three. Ringer up. Sitter down. Carlin Smith punches out Michaela Fowler. And the fifth inning is over. Here's the two ball, one strike pitch. Into left center and down for a base hit. We're tied at three. Savannah Walls comes up with the tying hit. Just her second hit of the season. Extends this game. We're tied at three.
I feel like we're playing with fire. We can only play with fire for so long. Yep. We need to push in a run across. I feel like it's getting to the point where it's becoming a necessity to survive.
2-2. Fair ball down the left field line. Doherty being waved home. Throw is not in time. And Hannah Higgins delivers a go-ahead ninth inning RBI single for the Dutch. Here's a pop-up to second base. Larissa Miller squeezes it, and Central is moving on to the American Rivers Conference Tournament Championship game. Central 4, Simpson 3, our final in nine innings.
Wow, what a game. It's hard not to be emotional on that one. That's just a huge moment for so many players. It took everybody, every single person in that dugout. What a win.
We're catching up with George Wares, head coach of the Central College softball team, as the Dutch have finished runner-up in the 2025 American Rivers Conference Softball Tournament Championship, falling to Nebraska Wesleyan 5-1 after beating Simpson 4-3 earlier on Saturday in nine innings. Coach, how do you kind of wrap up this busy day here in Indianola?
Tired, so are the players. We're going to go get some rest and see where we go. I mean, it's been a real fun weekend, to be honest. I mean, when you look at where we were when Bach and, you know, and then obviously Emma with the whole Laura situation, and to get the win yesterday and now to come back and beat Simpson. And, you know, at the end, no excuses. They probably felt like they had to win to get in, which probably was real. And, you know, we just didn't have as much gas. And obviously we didn't get what we needed as far as the tone in the circle early, and, you know, got down 3-0. But battled, had the one chance. So overall, you know, I think our players are – I'm glad they're disappointed, but I think overall they feel pretty good, as they should, about what we've accomplished. And, you know, I think when you look down the road, legacy of this program, this weekend's going to be right up there because of the situation that we had coming in.
And what a tense, action-packed roller coaster of a game against Simpson earlier today, 4-3 in nine innings, and just a total team effort. It seemed like you were going to every part of the bag that you could get to there, Coach, in terms of players and runners and defenders, and able to eke one out. How important was that victory?
Oh, real important. Again, we felt like we were in after the Loris one, but you know, that took a little bit of the concern away, you know, once we got that one. And just, you know, I mean, I'm not a big revenge person, but let's face it, when we were over here, we watched them celebrate, you know, all that stuff. And, you know, and I thought it was a little odd. And I think our players remembered it. And so even after we won, we talked to Bach, you know, hey, we can rest you now because we feel pretty good and I want to play. And that was a pretty important win to the players. And besides just beating Simpson, obviously it solidified. I mean, I'd be very surprised if we're not in the field now. And I think we took a lot from that. You know, after we went down the wrong way and started losing some games and didn't know what we were going to do, we kind of said, okay, let's just get into the tournament just to keep that run going, you know, where we're back on that. And if we get beat, we get beat. And I think we've kind of changed our tone now, you know, depending on where our draw is. I think we're looking more now to let's not just go, let's repeat and go to a super regional. And, you know, who knows, Beck maybe will be able to pitch. And Jaden gave us a lot. And, you know, I'm not going to say we're going to win the regional, but we're certainly going to go with the intent of doing that now.
And again, a team effort in that win over Simpson, but it wouldn't have been possible if you didn't get what you did in the circle from Jaden Huseman and from Carlin Smith, who is an unsung or now very much sung hero in the late season here. What did those two give you today?
Well, obviously the combo and you know, the biggest part of it was because of innings pitched was definitely Jaden. But when you look at the two and a third that Carlin pitched, you could say that won the game for us. You know, kind of stopped what was going on. It gave Jaden a chance to kind of regroup a little bit. And we knew against Simpson, as well as they hit it, that, you know, she likes to live away. And there is no away because they stand on the plate. So basically they try to turn on the away pitch. And we knew we were eventually going to have to go back. And then Jaden came in. And, you know, that was probably one of the most emotional roller coaster type games, you know, that you can be in. But both of those two pitched really well. And Carlin pitched well against Wesleyan. Yeah. You know, I think our defense let us down. And Higgins is a great player, but she rushed it twice and we had an easy outs. And then our middle didn't really talk about who had second. But overall, I thought Carlin pitched really well in game two as well.
All right, Central wraps up the regular season 26-11, second place in the American Rivers Conference Tournament here on Saturday, a 4-3 win over Simpson and a 5-1 loss to Nebraska Wesleyan. Thanks to head coach George Wares, I'm Trevor Castle for today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.